Beachcomber is a musical project from Belfast-based musician Rory Frears. It's as a member of the highly respected instrumental band And So I Watch You From Afar. He was never shy of experimentation and the notion of concept. Well, the concept involved in his new album was his sister and her impending marriage. But before she got married, she went off on a journey around the world with her then fiancé and husband-to-be. The album tells that story, and more or less from beginning to end. One of the early tracks is this one, To Set Sail. To Set Sail, in fact, the second track on the new album from Beachcomber, a.k.a. Rory Frears, and Rory is speaking to me on the line. Are you up in Antrim on the coast, I suppose, this evening, Rory? Are you? Are you a bit further south than that?
Yeah, a little bit further south in my apartment down in Belfast, where I have been holed up for the past, what is it now, 7 or 8 weeks, something like that.
You should have got yourself holed up really up in Antrim, shouldn't you? Because that was where you wrote this album, I believe.
Yeah, you know what? Every day, me and my fiancé are sort of regret maybe not making a dash for it
before the lockdown
was coming. But for a bit more space and a bit more sea air. But you know, it's okay up here, and we have a nice wee spot and a nice wee routine, and we're sort of getting our heads down like everyone else is, you know.
Well, you and your fiance, so obviously you've taken a book out of or a page out of your sister's book. The story of this album is just beautiful, how it came about in the first place. I think your sister, what's your sister's name again? It's gone away from in front of me here.
Kira
and Dara, her now husband. They went off on this trip around the world a while back, but they kind of only were getting to know each other when they headed off together for, was it 18 months in total?
Yeah, I think 18 months in total. And yeah, it was kind of one of those, Kira's met this fella, and then the next thing, they're away now for the foreseeable future. And it was great, you know, and they had such an adventure, ups and downs, you know. And of course, me being a thrifty musician, when it came to their wedding day, I was thinking, maybe a good gift would be, a good cheap gift anyway, would be one that I can just make myself. So,
well, cheap in money terms, but obviously you had to put the time in, because it's a 10-track album, and it does go through. Parting Cuts is actually the first track, but it goes from To Set Sail right down to the last two tracks, which are To Come Home and The Next Adventure Start. The Next Adventure Has to Start, which is the very final track on the album itself. Did you simply follow them? You know, were you thinking of this when they were travelling, or did it literally come to you at the point at which they were coming home and had decided to get married?
Yeah, just as they were just coming home, and it had been this really, really tumultuous, is that the right word? Sort of trip, and it had been like a big 18 months for our family for like lots of reasons, and to have them sort of home and safe again was like this incredible feeling. And then suddenly they came back with this news that they were getting married, and then I sort of sat down. My original plan was, it's so weird talking to people about this record. I never had planned to put it out at all, and it's funny now that it is out there in the world. But I sat down just to write a song and write something. I thought maybe the lyrics could, you know, tell this story. But then, of course, as soon as I started going through all the emails and letters that they'd sent from their time away, I realized I wasn't going to fit it all into one song. And it sort of gradually turned into this slightly bigger thing. And they'd always been very encouraging through the years to, you know, for me to put it out. And the record label who And So Much From Afar are signed to had, you know, a couple of times they were like, you know, we'll put this out if you want. And I'd always kind of, I don't know, it never felt like something. Yeah. I mean, I'm in an instrumental band, and I like to keep myself to myself to a certain extent, you know, and not put myself out there so much. So it was, but I don't know, it was something about lockdown and these themes of like kind of, you know, being stuck away from people you really care about, and that those feelings that are tackled in it all. So I don't know, it was just
seemed right.
I just thought to myself, you know what, you got to do these things sometimes.
I want to finish up this evening by listening to one of the songs, which brings out, you mentioned there were ups and downs. I mean, I've seen track titles like A Strange Christmas, Tell Us That You're Fine. You're obviously waiting to hear from her around that time. But there was one song which really has a poignancy attached to it, To Do Battle With The Mountain. They were, I think, where were they? They were near Machu Picchu at this stage, was it? Or maybe they were further into their journeys. But there were two bits of very sad news that you had to pass on to your sister, and this is, they feed directly into this song. Maybe tell us about those when we listen to a bit of the song.
Yeah, it was awful. There was during this hike, which I think is about a 6-day hike, we unbelievably had to try and get word to Kira about two people she's very close to passing away, completely unrelated, and. It was just awful. And, you know, they had to kind of try and figure out, you know, do we turn back and do we come home, or, you know, it's a 4-day hike to get back. And you know, there was this kind of like rallying of, you know, from us, the family, and from all her friends, just sort of to try and just say, you know, keep going. And this is, you know, this is is what the guys would have wanted you to do. And I think that whole experience, I mean, I was only able to sort of imagine what it was like, but I'm sure for them it must have just been an unbelievable experience to finally get to the peak of Machu Picchu, and, you know, all the feelings that would have been happening at that point. And poor Dara, you know, who's only met Kira a few months before, having to deal with it all. So
all right, and in fact, with your grandfather and a very good friend of your sister's, so I suppose we can think of the two of those two people, and the sad loss that you all experienced as we listen to a little bit of To Do Battle With The Mountain. Beautiful song indeed. Sorry I didn't get to give you a little bit more of a To Do Battle With The Mountain, and that coming from Rory Frears and his Beachcomber musical project. The album is called Parting Cuts, available now on Spotify and other platforms, and that is our lot for this evening.